I was sitting on the side street folding my papers, and I noticed through the back part of Junction City, the exit, there was some flashing lights and some activity going on, right?
And at what time is this?
This is around 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, they were building a prompt care type facility there. And there has been a porta potty, not to get personal, but there's no place to stop and go to the bathroom. So I've been stopping there for months, every single night. Nobody ever there.
3:30 in the morning, it's pretty safe.
Yeah. So to see this, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what do I need to be cautious about? And why is somebody, you know, all the way over there got their lights, right? There's flashing lights. They're paying attention to me, and I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, that's when I realized that there were armed men, okay? And it was as I came down. So I came down humbled. That guy said something, you know, and I was like, what? Blah, blah, blah. Turned the corner. And that's when I heard one of them yell something about African-American and up to no good. Men with rifles, holding rifles, that say African-Americans and up to no good.
In Junction City.
In Junction City. When I'm nowhere near, I'm on Prospect in front of it, and I'm actually in those neighborhoods, those mm-hmm. dead-end streets right across from it.
Right.
Okay? I'm trapped. Mm-hmm. So I called the police. I called them actually a couple of different times. But I finally called them, and I said, look, somebody said something threatening. Send officers. I'm on a dead-end street.
I'm just trying to deliver papers.
I just want to go home. Uh-huh. I would like to go home tonight. Five squad cars pull up. And by the way, I have to say, kudos to the Peoria police. This is not a bag on the police at all, mm-hmm. especially during the light of George Floyd and things going on.
Right.
The Peoria police acted like they were. They came out. They talked to me. They went and investigated what was going on. But they told me when they came back, they said, well, you know, we were told that they have permission to be there. And part of the conversation was, okay, fine. Does that mean that they have the right to say these things to me, et cetera? So long story short, I went ahead and finished my route that night. The next night, still being concerned about what's going on, I called the police about a half hour before I got there. And I said, would you please have a squad car sitting there? So, turn the corner, go up Prospect. There's a squad car there. I don't see any people. Even prior to that, when I was in my little spot on Tower Road in Humboldt, folding my papers, didn't see any lights, nothing. So the second night, I thought, great, they've learned. They know I'm the delivery guy. By the way, since March, I deliver my newspaper with my hazards on, okay, and high beams. People don't like it. I don't care. I want to be as obvious as possible. I'm not slinking.
Yeah.
So the police have told these guys who I am. The second night, they know because there's nothing going on. So I don't call them the third night. The third night, that's where you have some of that video from. The third night, they bird dog me, meaning the first street I go to, there's guys in like a golf cart. One of them's got a firearm. I'm on this first street off of Prospect in Knoxville, so they pull up facing that way, pointing their lights where I'm going to come out of the street. I go down the next block, they pull over here, and they're doing the same, bird-dogging me. I go down the third block, which was Wickwood, and I actually have it on my dash cam where I'm coming down the road towards Prospect, and you see them at the very edge of the parking lot. The one guy is standing outside of this thing with an, I don't know if it was an AR-15. It was a long rifle, okay, standing there with it. I have never been more frightened in my life. And since that time, I've been, I think, you know, there's something called microaggressions. There are racial microaggressions. And then there is intimidation. What these gentlemen did with the firearms, I believe, is intimidation. Since that time, there have been a couple of other micro-intimidations surrounding that. But, yeah, it frightens me every night to go by there. I know how that sounds. Oh, what would you be afraid of? You're not doing anything wrong. No, that's right. The point. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why am I being harassed? And I now have a new customer inside of Junction City.
Uh-oh.
So what I've done, I deliver my entire route, including the ones that I drop off to the Peoria Heights Police Department.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to those guys. I give them an extra paper with a note of encouragement. But then I drive all the way back up Prospect to Junction City to deliver that one last newspaper to my new customer because it's light out.
I was going to say, what time of day is it?
Right, like, and it's after 5:30. It's 5:45.
Okay.
It's before 6 a.m.
Okay.
But I don't want to take any chances. I don't want somebody to think, oh, here's this guy again. What's he doing in this lot? I need to go do something about it. Okay, fine. I will just come back when it's light out. So that's the long and short of it, Steve.
Well, thanks, Jeff.